December 11, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for Highest. Individuality. If any man will come after me, let him deny himself. Matthew 16. Individuality is the husk. Individuality is all and isolates. It is the characteristic of the child, and rightly so. But if we mistake individuality for the personal life, we will remain isolated. The shell of individuality is God's created natural covering for the protection of the personal life. But individuality must go in order that the personal life may come out and be brought into fellowship with God. Individuality counterfeits personality as lust counterfeits love. God designed human nature for himself. The characteristics of individuality are independence and self-assertiveness. It is the continual assertion of individuality that hinders our spiritual life more than anything else. If you say, I cannot believe, it is because individuality is in the road. Individuality never can believe. Personality can help believe. Watch yourself when the Spirit of God is at work. He pushes you to the margins of your individuality, and you have either to say, I shan't, or to surrender, to break the husk of individuality and let the personal life emerge. The Holy Spirit narrows down every time to one thing. See Matthew 5, 23-24. The thing in you that will not be reconciled to your brother is your individuality. God wants to bring you in union with himself, but unless you are willing to give up your right to yourself, you cannot. Let him deny himself. Deny his dependent right to himself. Then the real life has a chance to grow. Our community is more about what our skills. From heaven. He puts his information to people. Superior. Our self-centeredness so blatantly evil as we see. That's simply because we're blind to our own selfishness and wickedness. Yet God sees us so very far. He knew that we needed redemption, and he knew that redemption was redeemed from us. From prostitutes, he went to the cross and made it possible for any and all to be rid of self and full of God. The choice is yours. God will not force you into anything, nor will he take away your free will to worship yourself or feel special about yourself or to put yourself forward. But in the end, and actually throughout living of life here on the earth, you will be blessed beyond your imagination. And God will be glorified beyond anything you ever thought possible. If you will surrender completely your life to sacrifice.